Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the second baseman, Phil Lynns. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the left fielder, Ty Klein. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Hazu Alou. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Frank Johnson. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Lynns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Klein moves to third. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Grote to Lynns covering second. The throw back to home, and Klein is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alou. Charles reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz takes first base on ball four. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Dietz moves to third. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lenz fields it and throws to second for the out. Dietz scores. One out. It's 1-0, Giants. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lenz misplays the ball. That's an error on Lenz. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lenz hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Charles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dietz strikes out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. the Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadecki hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Grote and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Hunt steals second. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0 for 2 in the game. Cline hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver bunts in front of the plate. Dietz scoops up the ball and tags Seaver for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCovey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Agee who is chasing the ball. McCovey reaches third base with a triple. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dietz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCovey scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dietz moves to second. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0 for 2 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Linz fields it and throws to second for the out. Dietz moves to third. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sadecki for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonds strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline is 0-for-3 in the game. Cline hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to second. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Hunt moves to third. McCovey moves to second. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0-for-3 in the game. Sadecki hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Bosch pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Don Bosch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sadecki fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds who is chasing the ball. Agee reaches third base with a triple. Phil Lins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive towards third. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.